Today's Shiz Masech to Menachos Daf Ayin Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Be'ez on the Be'ez. 10 lines from the bottom we had learned in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah identified various, probably most Karban Minchas. Kmitza is taken. The Kmitza is what's burnt on the Mizbeach. And the rest of the Karban Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. Shiorayim LeKohanim. Ask the Rav Manolan, from where do we know that this Halacha? Stops the Gemara, Menolan. What is the question, Menolan? How do we know this? The Ksiva, where the Torah says explicitly that the Kmitza is taken and the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. So it says explicitly that that's the Halacha, the like Ksiva. And where the Torah does not say so explicitly, Ksiba, the Torah says regarding the Karban Mincha, V'zois Tairas HaMincha Hakrav Oysar B'nei Aharon. And we learn from that V'heyan Neserif Men Yochel Aharon Banov. And the Torah says Torah Achas. So from here we learn that there's one rule by all Karban Minchas. So the Gemara's question is, what is the Gemara asking Menolam? And the way the Rashba explains the Gemara, there's a difference when the Gemara says the word Menolam versus when the Gemara says Menon Emili. Many times in Shas, where there's halacha stated, of course the Gemara seeks to know Menon Emili, where does it say this halacha. However, the word Menolon is used when it's not clear in the Torah that that is the halacha. And that's what's bothering the Gemara here. There's no room for the question of Menolan. Menolan means that it's not something which is clear in the Torah. And that is actually not the case, because it says explicitly in the Torah by many Karban Minchas that we do Kmitza and that the Shiraim are eaten by the Kohanim. Says the Gemara, the question is, Haba Chitin, a Karban Mincha that comes Chitin, indeed, loy kamei boilon, that is not a question. How do we know the shrayim are eaten? Ki kamei boilon, the question that we're trying to understand, asked the Gemara, ba min asayrim, when a Karban Mincha comes from barley, that's what we want to know, that how do we know that that's the halacha. The Meshech Chachma says, why indeed, only by Karban Chitin does the Torah say these halachas explicitly, and not by a carbon that comes from Sairim. So, explains the Meshech Chachma, as we know throughout Shas, Sairim, barley, are considered a machal behema, are considered something that's eaten by animals. So, when the Torah says that we're giving a carbon mincha to a kayin, it's sort of an embarrassment that we're serving a kayin something which is a machal behema. And because of that, the Torah doesn't say explicitly that it should be eaten to the Kohen, and that's why our Gemara is trying to discover that this halacha of Kmitza and the Shrayim, how do we know that applies by barley as well? Says the Gemara, Basar and Nami, a Karban Mincha that comes from Sairim, that's not a question to be asked. Midin the Kmetzis, and we see this Kmitza, so obviously, Shirel Kahanim. And what the Gemara means to say is that when we take off Kmitza, that means we're separating the Kmitza, and there's going to be Shirayim left over. Something has to be done with those Shirayim. Obviously, they're eaten, because if they're not eaten, rather, the Torah is telling us that it should all be burnt, so then why do we go through a procedure of Kmitza? It should just straight, just burnt the entire carbon. Isn't that clearly an indication that the shrayim are eaten? It says the Ma'alib de Rabbanan, of course, according to Rabbanim, that we never find a carbon that has kmitza that is not eaten. Either the Torah requires that the entire carbon be burnt, or the Torah says, make kmitza, and the shrayim isn't eaten, like kavi boilen. For according to them, there's no room for this question. It's obvious that by this carbon as well, Kmitza is done, and the Shrayim kamitzah is done, and the shrayim are eaten by the kahanim. The kikam ebailon, the question that the Gemara posed, the word menolon that the Gemara posed, was a leaver of Shimon. The question is according to Rav Shimon. Dama ikka mincha de kamitzah v'lo misachla. Rav Shimon says there is a karban mincha, that even though kamitzah is done, we still, the shrayim are not eaten. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon, I'm a minchas chayte shel kain. The minchas chayte the kain brings nekmetzes. You do kmitza. V'akaymetz kar b'fnei atzmai. The kaymetz is burnt by itself. V'shirayim kreim b'fnei atzmai. So he clearly indicates that you could have a carbon that even though it's completely not eaten, we still have kmitza and shirayim. And therefore the Gemara wants to know, according to Rav Shimon, when we bring a carbon, the minchas kanos, the Mechas Ha'omer from Sa'irim, even though the Torah clearly indicates by those Kabbanis that we should do Kemitzah, what is the status of the Shirayim? That's what the Gemara wanted to know, Menolan. Says the Gemara, Amam Cheskiyah, the source that we know that the Shirayim of the Mechas Ha'omer are eaten is Dama Kroah, the Pasuk says, V'kam Mincha Belula B'Shem V'Chareva, V'chal B'nei Aaron Tiyah. The Pasuk doesn't indicate if we're speaking about a carbon that comes from chitin, or does it come from a carbon that comes from sairim. And the way Chizkiya explains this pasuk, it's with an im eina inyan fashion. And he explains, im eina inyan lebluul shechitin, if the pasuk is not needed to teach us a minchas chitin that's mixed together with oil, the Torah already said, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, that those kabbanis, the kamitzas put on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten. Tanei inyan leblula shesayrim is coming to teach us the minchas oimer, which comes from sayrim, but also has shemen, that the halach is that there's kamitzah and achila. Now, continues the Gemara, the Braisa, emeinei inyan l'charev shalchitim, if it's not coming to teach us about the minchas chaytim, which we know is the minchas chareva, because it has no oil in it, and it comes from chitim, that we already know that the halach is based on the pasuk zois teres amincha b'neseres v'mena yoichel aron abonav, and we learned earlier in our shiur already tara achas l'chol menachis, all menchas chitim have the same halacha that the kamitz is burnt on the mizbech and the shrayim are eaten, so we don't need the pasuk to teach us for that. It must be teaching us the chareva shel soirim, the mechas kanos, the mecha of a soitam, which comes from soirim, but also because it comes because an aveira, there's no shemen. The pasuk is teaching us that that carbon as well, the kamitza is put on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten by the kahanim. Ask the Gemara for halach yidasa. Ask the Gemara, is that why we learn from the pasuk? Hamibay lelchetanya. Don't we need this pasuk to teach us another halacha? We know that the kohanim get various share of the karbanis. Says the Brice, Menayin, Shein Cholkim Menachos Kenegas Vachim, that if a kohen may not say, I'll take a larger share of animal, and you take mincha, or vice versa, from every karban, you have every kohen, certainly of that mishmar, is it takes their share and there's no trading. There's a big machloikas achroinim when the Bryce is teaching us now, when the Gemara is teaching us now that there's no trading. What does that mean? Doesn't mean there's actually absolutely no trading. Even if the two kahanim who want to trade with each other are acceptable and prepared to trade, or it's only in a case where the two kahanim aren't willing to trade. And one kohen cannot compel the other kohen to trade. But if the two kahanim are willing to trade, then the halach is, if they're both agreeable, it's fine. Machlokes achronim. Tamalaymer, so how do we know that this type of a trade is not acceptable? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, v'kol hamincha shetoyafu betanam, v'chol b'nei aranti ish ka'ocha. Each mincha should be given to the b'nei aharon separately. Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, we can't trade mincha instead of animal carbon. The halach is a person who can't mincha carbon oil over yared, they can't afford an animal. He can't bring a mincha. He should bring birds. But menachas could be traded for birds. In other words, as we have discussed many times, what the carbon oil of a yard means, it depends on the person's financial situation. If he could afford it, he brings an animal as a carbon chattis. If he can't afford that, then he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, he brings a carbon mincha. So what the Gemara is saying is, the carbon mincha is never the substitute for an animal because there's the birds in between. So since they aren't exchangeable one for the other, that's why the Torah Kedosha says we can't exchange them one for the other. When we talk, however, about birds and menachas, where the mincha is the step below the birds, maybe they can be exchanged. Tamaloymer, Terat says the Braisa, the Pasuk says, V'kol nasim v'mecheshes v'chol b'nei Aaron tiyam. The Pasuk emphasizes, singles out the mechas v'mecheshes to teach us that mincha cannot be used to exchange for a bird. Yochel says the Braisa, lo yichalke menachas k'neged oifes. We can't make an exchange between birds and menachas because they're very different type of carbon. Halol amin edamim. Birds are living things. Halol amin k'machim. A mincha's flower. However, perhaps yichalke oifes k'neged zvachim. We can't trade birds for animals. Because halol of halolu, both of them mean edamim, they come from living thing. Tamaloymer, for that says the Brice, the Pasuk says, v'amachvas l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. The Pasuk singles out the machvas, even though it's included in all the other carbon minchas, that the halacha is, you can't exchange anything, a bird for an animal. Yochel, continues the Brice, l'yichalka oifas k'neged zvachim. We can't exchange birds for animals. Shalolo siyosan biyad, the way we shecht an animal, the way we shecht a bird is with melika. The kohen uses his fingernail, as we discussed in Masechta Zvachim, to pierce the back of the neck of the bird. No knife involved. Valolu, whereas when we kill an animal, a siyosan biki, we use a knife. Ava yachalku menachas kenegi menachas. We can exchange menachas for menachas. Here, both of them are brought in the same way. Kamitza is done by Yad. And therefore, maybe we could exchange mincha for mincha. Tamaloyma, to which the Gebraisa says, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk saying that mincha cannot be exchanged for mincha. Says the Braisa, we can't exchange a machvas for macheshes, a fry pan, a mincha that's prepared in a frying pan, for mincha that's prepared in a deep fryer, or macheshes k'neged machves, shezu maseh koshin, shezu maseh rakin, something that's fried on a frying pan will be hotter, crispier, something that's put into a deep fryer is softer, spongier, avichalku, but the halacha will allow us. Because they're both the same type of carbon. That's why the pasuk says the word chareva is not necessary because we're speaking about all types of carbon mincha. There's no reason to single out the chareva that you can't exchange one type of carbon mincha for another type of carbon mincha. Continues the Brice, Yochel lo yichalk b'kotche kotchim, that these trades are unacceptable when we speak about kotche kotchim, which is a carbon mincha kotche kotchim. Avol yichalku b'kotchim kalim, when it comes to kotche kotch kalim, the halacha is that it can be exchanged. And the reason, explains Rashi, that we would differentiate between kotchim kalim and kachim kachim is because kachim kachim are not considered mam and kohanim. The Kayanim get shears of the Kachim Kachim, but the halacha is that they're not allowed to, that it's not considered their private money. What does that mean? For example, a kohen cannot use kachi kachim that he receives to marry a woman. The halacha is you have to use your own money to make a kedushin. This is not considered their own. Whereas when we speak about kachim kalim, there the halacha is very different. And when we speak about kachi kalim, the halacha is that the kohen who gets kachi kalim may use it for his own personal needs. And since it may be used for his own personal needs, it could be made an argument that we could exchange them one for the other. Tamaloymer, to which says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ish ke'echav. L'chol b'nei Aaron tia, Ish ke'echav. What do we learn? And then the Pasuk says, V'imal toydo yakrevenu. The Pasuk says that we speak about karmat toydo. Karmat toydo is a kachim kalim. The same way the Pasuk speaks about Kachi Kalim next to Menachos. Menachos, we know, are Kachi Kachim. Toida is a Kachim Kalim. And the Pasuk is coming to teach us that they're treated the same way. Kshem Shechalkim Kachi Kachim, as we have established in our Shir, that you don't trade by Kachim Kachim, so too will be the Alocha, Kach En Chalkim Kachim Kalim, we can't trade by Kachim Kalim. Tosfos, so according to Rashi, how do we learn this? Because the two psukim are next to each other. But Tosfos finds this pshat difficult, because this is a limud called smuchim, when two psukim are next to each other. But as Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that the only time we learn smuchim is in Mishnah Torah, in Sefer Dvarim. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos Staf Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us so. Here, this pasuk is a v'yikra. So how do we learn smuchim and use it for this limud? So Tosfos says that the limud is not from the smichas. The limud is from the vav. The pasuk begins after the Torah Akdosha speaks about the Karban Mincha. The Torah begins v'im al toido with that vav. And that vav is connecting them. Another pshat that Tosfos suggests is that even though Rabbi Yehuda does not learn smuchim only in Sefer Dvarim, but when it's obvious that the Torah put these things together, these two different subjects together, where they really don't belong together, could these psukim that we just read are in Parashat Tzav. And the Torah Akdoshah talks about the Karban Toida in Parashat Tzav. But the Torah Akdoshah should have really mentioned the Karban Toida in Parashat V'yikra, where all the other Karbanos are mentioned. The fact that it's mentioned here is to teach us something, to teach us the smuchim, and therefore under these circumstances, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we learn smuchim. The pasuk, the brisa continues, the pasuk says, l'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ki achav, to teach us ish chaylev, a godl, a kohen who's a godl gets a shear in the kabanas, v'afilu ba'mum, even if he's a ba'mum, v'ilu katan, chaylek, but a cotton does not get a shear in the carbon, but fill time even if he's completely healthy. That means, as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that they don't, how do they divide a carbon? So some suggest they just leave the carbon as it is, and every coin takes what he wants. Another pshat is that they did divide it up evenly, but that's not called a chaluka. It's not called dividing because it's not something that has value, as we just said. And another point that I saw is why does the halacha differentiate and allow a balmum to get a shear, whereas a cotton doesn't? And the reason is that the balimum, even though they can't do the actual avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that the balimum did do different avoidas in the Beis HaMikdash. And since they did different things in the Beis HaMikdash, they're entitled to get from the carbon. Whereas a cotton is disqualified from doing any avoida, and therefore he's disqualified from doing any avoida, he doesn't get a shear. Which I saw opens up a very interesting discussion. What would be the halacha if you do a pinyon aben, and the cotton and you, and the koyin that you use is a cotton. What's the halacha? Will that be valid? Rabbi Kivega discusses this question, and he says that if the cotton is old enough and intelligent enough to understand that when somebody gives him money, he should treat the money properly, the halacha is it's a valid pinyan aben. In other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I saw the Tzois takes this approach as well, that what the test will be if a cotton could be the kind by a pinyan aben is if he's old enough or intelligent enough to be able to do a kinyan. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says he knows the value of money. Others use the svara of das acheres makna, the coin is giving it to him, and therefore the halacha is it would be satisfactory. The Nesivus has approach that since a person has the right to give the pidyon haben money to whichever coin that he wants, the Torah is saying you have to choose a coin, but it has to be a coin that is able to do the avoida, and he's not. Having said that, I actually saw that the Chasam Sofer takes the opposite approach. The Chasam Sofer says that all the Torah wants is that the pinyan haben money should be given to a kohen. So when you give it to the cotton, you gave it to a cotton. You gave it to a kohen. And that's all that the Torah requires. Darach HaShulchan takes a different approach. And he says that it's the pinyan haben is a matnas kohuna. And he says it's a zilzal in the mitzvah. It's a zilzal in the mitzvah to give it to a cotton. In fact, I saw that Rabbi Yehuda Osad and his tshuvas, Yehuda Yala, uses this to speak about a different question. The question that he discusses is if you gave the pinyan haben money to a kohen and the kohen wants to give it back, is it appropriate that the kohen says, I don't want to take money from somebody else and I'm going to give back the money, or should he hold on to it? And he says that it's appropriate that the kohen got the pinyan haben money should hold on to it. By giving it back, again, it represents a zilzal in the mitzvah. The pasuk says, L'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ki achiv. We learn from it, ish chaylik, a godl gets a shear in the kabbonis, v'afil b'amum v'ein katn chaylik v'afil otam. Ask the Gemara, not a Gemara begins with a question. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that this pasuk is coming to teach us, as we said earlier in the shiur, that even the shiurei menachas of a carbon milcha that's brought from Sairim, the Kohanim eat, we just learned that this pasuk is teaching us from regarding the halachas about shearing and trading and portions of the carbon. Answers the Gemara, the halacha hu mikol nefka, the halacha of that Chizkiyos taught us that even by Sairim, there's the kaimitz and the shrayim. We learn from the word mincha. And the halacha that you can't trade, we learn from the word kol. Ask the Gemara, v'hava fikta l'chad Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We learned earlier, ask the Gemara, on daf samach gimel on the base, that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learned this pasuk for a different purpose altogether, to teach us, as we've been discussing often, that Rav Shimon says that when you bring a carbon minchas mafatana, where the Torah gives you a choice to bring chalas or rikikin, Rav Shimon's opinion is that you don't have to bring only chalas or rikikin, you can bring a combination. The opinion of the Rabbanan, as Rabbi Yossi taught us, is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, is that it has to be all chalas or all rikikin. And he learned it from the word kol. So how can we have the word kol available to teach us that we can't trade? And tomorrow we learn from the word mikol. The Torah didn't just say kol. The Torah said vikol. So we can have the extra vav available for another drasha. Says the Gemara, a different source now does the Gemara identify how we will know that the shrayim of a minchas ayrim are eaten by the Kohanim. It says the Gemara Vina Amma, Asim the Tani Levi. We know it from what Levi taught us. The Tani Levi taught us The pasuk says regarding matnas kuna. Say yilchom mekodesh hakadosh man eish l'chol kabana l'chom chasam l'chol chatasam l'chol hashamim as she yishivu l'kodesh kadoshim l'chol uhu ulvenechem. And we learn from the word kol kabanas l'rabbis loy shemesh mitzayra. That after the mitzayra during his process, after he's a mitzayra, he has the kohen sprinkles on him. He brings two birds, and the kohen sprinkles on him from the bird blood of one of those birds, and then he waits 7 days, and then on the eighth day he brings kabanas. Besides bringing kabanas, he brought a loid shemen. That loid shemen, the kohen would put on his left palm, sprinkle 7 times from that blood facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then he would take from that oil and put on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe of the Mitzayra, and then smear some on his head. And the Torah says that after all of that was done, the halach is that the remaining oil from that Loid Shemen is given to the Kohanim to eat. And how do we know that? Because the Torah used the word carbon, and we had that's treated like a carbon, that the Kohen gets it. So the Torah says, and the pasuk is that only what's left over from being burnt on the Mizbeach is given to the Kohanim. The loig shemesh ha-metzayra, that nothing is put on the Mizbeach for burning, maybe should not be given to the Kohanim. Says the Gemara Kamash Malon, that's what the Torah says by saying kol kabanam, that even though there's nothing from this that's put on the Mizbeach, the Torah is saying that it may be eaten by the Kohanim. Continues the Braisa, the Pasuk says l'chol menchasam, the rabbis michas oimim michas neknas, that the Kohanim eat from the Shraim after the Kemitza, even though they're carbon mincha, and therefore that ought to be the halacha automatically. Why do we have to have a special limud? And we learn from here that Bailam Kohanim Oichlim or Bailam Miskaprim. So we would think, where do Kohanim get a chance to eat? When a carbon is brought that affects Kapara. Hi, the Michas Oimer. Lahata Kaasya, as we've been learning so extensively, the purpose of the Michas Oimer is just that we should be able to eat from the Chodesh. Vidach Nami, and the Michas Kanas is also here just to help establish Levara Kaasya. It's coming to establish if this woman was guilty of adultery or not. So we would think that in these cases, the Shrayim, where there's no Kapara happening, there's no reason that the Kohanim should eat the Shraim. Kamash Malon, that the halacha is that they do get to eat from those Shraim. So it's very interesting. From here, it seems that the mincha that's brought, besides the michas, Oimer Michas Kenos, brings a kapara. Where do we find that if somebody donated a mincha, that it's for a kapara? Says the Sefer Emek, so the Emek Dover quotes a medrash that it comes to be mechaper that if somebody felt that his midos, that he wasn't behaving as he's supposed to behave, the Torah says to donate a carbon, fascinating medrash, Torah says donate a carbon mincha, and that carbon mincha will forgive you if you weren't behaving properly. The Braisa continues, that when a carbon chatas ha'oif is brought, and we have learned, when you bring a chatas ha'oif, the blood is put on the mizbeach, but none of the meat of that bird is eaten. None of the meat of that bird is put on the mizbeach. But what is done with it? The kohanim eat it. Why would we think that they shouldn't eat it? Why should it be different than any other carbon chatas? Because as we described earlier in the shir, the way we kill a bird in the Beis HaMikdash is with melika, by piercing the back of the neck. And normally, if you were to kill a bird that way for eating, it would be a nevela. So we would think that this bird should be considered a nevela, and therefore the kohana may not eat from that type of a carbon, kamash malan. So the Sefer asks from the Raisa, uses this Gemara to discuss a very fundamental question. Yes, as we said, that the way a bird is killed when it's brought as a carbon is through malika, which under normal circumstances would be a nevela. How are we to understand this halacha? One way of understanding this halacha, suggests the Asman Daraisa, is that the Torah is saying that by killing a bird in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, where malika is not an nevela. But there's another way of understanding, suggests the Asman Daraisa, that it's certainly a nevela. But the Torah is mechadish. The Torah teaches us that this is an exception to the rule. And under these circumstances, one may eat a nevela. If that's the case, the Gemara here is most understandable. Since it's a nevela, so I would think maybe the Kohen may not eat it, the Chiddush is that he may. Continues the Brayso L'chol HaShamam, L'rabbis Asham Nazir. A Nazir that became Tamei, after he becomes Tahar, and is going to again start counting his Naziris, he has to bring an Asham Nazir. Asham Mitzayra, as we said, the Mitzayra, when he finishes being a Mitzayra, first he goes through a certain process with two birds, etc., and then on the eighth day afterwards, then counts 7 days, and on the eighth day, he brings an Asham Mitzayra, that the halacha is that are eaten by the Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, Asham Mitzayra Behedik, ask the Braisa, Asham Mitzayra Behedik Sebei. When we speak about the Asham Mitzayra, the Torah is very explicit that the Kohen eats it. Because the Pasuk says, Ki kechatas ha-Asham hu l'Kohen. Says the Gemara, Ela Rabbis Asham Nazir k'Asham Mitzayra. What the Torah means to say is, that just like the Asham Mitzayra, the Torah tells us clearly, is eaten by the Kohen, so too is the halacha by the Asham Nazir. Because Salkadat Chamina, we would think that this Asham Nazir should not be eaten by the Kohanim. Because the whole purpose of this bringing this carbon is Lahach Shikasi. All we deal with this carbon is only that it should be able to start counting the Naziris, to be able to count the Naziris again. Therefore, Kamash Malan, to teach us that it is eaten. Ashi Yeshivu, the Pasuk continues, Ashi Yeshivu is a Gazel Ager. The case of Gazel Ager is if there was a claim against somebody for money, and this person swore falsely that he doesn't own the money, and then he admits that he lied, the halacha is that when he admits, he has to give back the money to whom he owes it to. He has to add a chamishus, he has to add a fifth, and he has to bring a carbon asham gzeilus. If the person from whom he stole, died before he could give him back the money, the halacha is, you give back the money to the yarshim of the person who you wanted to cheat from. But let's say the person that you were cheating from is somebody who's a ger. And we know Gershon is guy kachin nailadami. Every person born as a Jew has a relative. Because we all go back to the Avos, so we're all somehow going to be related. But a Gershon's guy kachin nailadami doesn't have any relatives. And if this ger, after became a ger, never had children, he could be somebody who doesn't have any relatives. What is the halacha of that money? It's given to the Kohanim of that Mishmer. L'chahi l'vanecha, says the Gemara, l'chahi l'vanecha, what you give, when the Kohanim get the Gezel Ager, they comes completely the property of the Kohanim, to the degree, as we mentioned a little earlier, afil kanish ba'isha, something that somebody owns, he could use, it's his money, he could use it to mekadesh a woman. And this money is considered that money that he could be used to be Mekadosh Anisha. The Rishonim debate, why is this halacha only by Gezer al-Ger? Because by Gezer al-Ger, we're giving them money. Money is understandable, used for whatever we need to use money for. Whereas when we speak about kabbonis, to use kabbonis for cameras, that the Gemara suggests is a bazoin to kachim, and may not, it's a bazoin to the kachim, and may not be used with that purpose. And as we mentioned earlier, kachim certainly cannot be used to mekadesh isha. Kachim kalim is a question. Continues the Gemara. We've been speaking about the mincha in the Mishnah. The Mishnah already spoke about the mincha brought by an oved kachavim, to which the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Shalmei oved kachavim, the shlomim that a nochri brings. And so, says Rashi, would be the aloch of a kavim mincha that a nochri brings, is treated like an oila. That it's treated like an oila that's completely burnt on the mizbeach, and the kohanim and the owner get no share. So our Gemara begins now the sugya of kabbonis of a nochri. There are many questions when we speak about the subject of a nochri being a carbon. There are a number of questions. The first question is, who's going to do the shechita on that carbon? For as we've learned many times, going back to Masechet Zvachim, the carbon that somebody brings, the halacha is that shechita k'sher bazar. The halacha of the shechita of the carbon is not something that belongs to the kayin. It belongs to the owner, or he could designate a shliach. But the question is, when a nochri brings a carbon, the halacha is that who's going to do the shechita? Because, of course, he can't do the shechita because he's a nochri. But the halacha is that anything that one cannot do himself, he can't ask or appoint somebody else to be his shliach. So if the nochri can't do the shechita on the animal, how could he appoint somebody, and shlichus, somebody else to do the shechita on that carbon? Secondly, there's a very big suyuk that we've learned already. How does the halacha look at kohanim? Are they shluchei the don or shluchei the rachman? Shluchei the don or shluchei the rachmana? When the kohanim do the avoda, does the halacha look at them as our shlichim or shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Clearly, this should be the fact that we accept kabbonis from an akum is a ride that the shluchei the rachmana. Because if they were shluchei the don, they considered the shlichim of the owner. A nochri, as we just said, can't point of shliach. The first question about the shechita is the halacha is that the shechita belongs to the bala carbon. And bala carbon means that the Yisrael is always considered connected to the carbon. However, when we speak about the Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Zatzal, when he speaks about the carbon brought by a goy, the goy that brings a carbon is not considered the bala carbon anymore. Once he donates it, brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's not considered the Baal HaKarbon. Another teretz they suggest is that, and this will be the answer to the next question as well, that we asked, if Kohanim Shluchi Didon, how could a Kohen be a Shluch of a Nochri? So says the Chassam Sofer, a Chiddush, that if the Torah, as we're learning in our Gemara, says that a Nochri could bring a carbon, included in what the Torah meant when it says a nochri could bring carbon, is that all the rules that we speak about, the Chol HaTorah Kul, about nochrim, and who are they not, and what, when, doesn't apply. And as far as kabbonis are concerned, the halacha is that a nochri is treated like a Jew, and he can appoint a shliach. So he can appoint a shliach to be the shaychit, he can appoint a shliach, he can appoint the kohanim to be his shliach. Another answer the Pnei Yeshua says, this halacha of the shaychit being the shliach of the Yisrael by the carbon is only said by kabbonis of Yisrael. The halacha of the shachat, that the person who brings the carbon should shecht it or appoint somebody to shecht it, is only by carbon Yisrael, not by carbon of the nochri. Another pshat that I saw is that the Torah is saying, because I know that a nochri can't make a shliach, then the Torah says, I don't need you to make a shliach. Another pshat that I saw is that by kabbonis, the halacha is that a nochri does, there's a special din that by kabbonis, a nochri has the ability to make a shliach. The Torah says, the Tosfos asks a question. When somebody pledges a carbon, he has to keep that carbon, keep that pledge, because the Torah says, lo yachal devaroi. You can't profane anything, your word, if you explain this. The question is, but a Nachri doesn't have the lava lo yachal devaroi. And if Rabbi Yochel doesn't have the lava of lo yachal devaroi, how could he be mechayiv bringing a carbon if he can't make a nether? And the same question will be that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis teaches us that a Nachri can't bring an animal that's mechusa eved, that's missing a lev, a limb as a carbon. If he brings such an animal, he's not fulfilling his obligation. But we just said that Nachrim don't have the mitzvah of fulfilling obligation. So Tosfos explains that the Zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach is by surim, but something that makes sense, even though it's not listed in Zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach, the aloch is that he has to keep it. In other words, it makes sense that if you say something, you have to fulfill what you said. And the Mishnah Melech, I think, brings a raya to this vart. The Mishnah Melech says that we know Avram Avinu sent Eliezer to take the carbon on to get a wife, and he made him swear. But Eliezer was a Nachri. So if Eliezer was a Nachri, what does it make a difference? The answer is that a Nachri, if he takes upon himself to do something, he obviously has to fulfill what he took upon himself. Another pshat is the pshat that I saw from the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma says that we know one of the Zayim mitzvah b'nei noach is dinim, that there's a system of law and order. Included in a system of law and order is that if somebody obligates himself to something, he has to keep it. There's nobody that would suggest that a Nachri that made a shvua, made an oath, doesn't have to fulfill it. Davni Meluim has a different approach to this. Davni Meluim's approach to this discussion is that we know when we speak about Kabbonis, there's a concept of Amirasul Gvoya Kimisrasul Hejit. That when you make a nether to Mizbeach, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if you gave it. So even if we'll say that a pledge undertaken by a Nachri is not something that has to be fulfilled, but this is much more than a pledge. This is like you already gave it. If a Nachri sell something to somebody else, of course he has to honor that sale. Our Gemara has also just taught us that a Nachri could bring the opinion that a Nachri could only bring a carbon oila, not any other type of carbon, most notably a carbon shlomim. And the question is, why? Why is a Nachri excluded from bringing a carbon shlomim? And I saw that there are many that suggest that what's the difference in theology and practice between the Sefer Or Chadosh, between a Nachri and a Yisrael. A Nachri has the concept of religion. A Nachri has the concept of worship of a God. But that concept is limited when they're doing act of serving their God. But that the religion should affect every area of our life. That the religion should not just affect when we're in the synagogue or wherever, or we're davening or we're doing something, but even in the moments that we're eating and we're drinking and we're doing the most physical types of act, that they don't understand such a concept. A carbon oila represents that you're giving something to Hashem, serving Hashem. That is a concept that a Nachri could understand. But that you serve Hashem with a shlomim, what happens with a carbon shlomim? When one brings a carbon shlomim, a portion is put on the mizbeach, but a big portion is eaten by the kohanim and eaten by the owners. That means even when you're eating, you're serving Hashem. You're eating and it's a carbon. That is a concept that is foreign to the Nachrim. And since it's a concept that's foreign to the Nachrim, suggests the Gemara that doesn't apply. They can't bring carbon shlomim. So says the Gemara, how do we know that any carbon that a Nachri brings is only an oila, as we just finished explaining? Says the Gemara, Ibai Seim Akra, it could be based on a Pasuk, Ibai Seim Asfara, it could be based on a Svara. Ibai Seim Asfara, Ivek Chavon Libel Shemayim, as we just finished explaining, a Nachri understands what he's giving, is being given L'Shamayim. He can't understand that it's bringing, that it's being given also to eat at home. Anybody say Makra? The Pasuk says, Ish Ish, we learn Ashakriv Lashem La'ila, called the Makriva Oila Hava. That the Pasuk is teaching us that anything that they bring should be treated like a carbon oila. Ask the Gemara, Master of Chama Baguria, the Brisa says, I've got Chama Shasnad of Lavi Shlomim, if a Nachri donated Kaman Shlomim, Nosan Yisrael, and he gave the Shlomim to Yisrael to eat, Yisrael Achlam. Nosan Kayan, and if he gave it to the Kayan to eat, so then the Kayan Achlam. Isn't this clearly indicating that they do bring even Kaman Shlomim? Says, I'm a Rava Hachikamar. So Rava explains this is what the Brisa means. If the Nachri brought a carbon, Amanash is Kapim Yisrael, he's bringing the carbon on behalf of the Yisrael, so it's not his carbon, it's being brought on behalf of the Yisrael, so then the Allah will be that Yisrael, Eichlam, that the Yisrael may eat it. Amanash is Kapim by Kayin, if he brought it with the intention that the Kayin should eat it, Kayin Eichlam, then the Kayin is allowed to eat it. Ask the Gemara another question. Masav Rav Shizbi, asks Rav Shizbi, the Mishnah says, Elu minachos nekmatzos v'shiram l'kahanim, and it says michas kahayavdik kachavim. So clearly it indicates that a nachri could bring a carbon mincha, not only carbon oila. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechon loikasha, ha Rav Yosef Glili, v'ha Rav Akiva, there's a machloikas tanoim if a nachri could only bring a carbon oila. And the Gemara quotes that machloik to Tanya. The Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish Asher Kriva Kabanim L'chol Nedreim L'chol Nedvasam Asher Kriva L'Hashem La'ila. To here we learn Matam Alayma Ish Ish L'Rabbis Asayv the Kachavim Shneider and the Davim of Davos Kisrael. That a Nachri could bring a carbon Asher Kriva L'Hashem La'ila Enli Ela Oila. So from here we see that Nachri could bring a carbon Oila Shlomim Menayim. How do we know they could bring a carbon Shlomim Tam Alayma Nedreim? Toida Menayin. How do we know that it applies to carbon Toida as well? And the Chavetz Chaim explains why would we differentiate between a Shlomim and Toida? Explains the Chavetz Chaim that a Shlomim is much more commonly brought than a carbon Toida. Or maybe Pshat is, Toida emanates from the feeling of Akaras HaToiv. The feeling of Akaras HaToiv is something that applies by Yisraelim, not by Nachrim. Toida Menayin. Tamlaim and the Dvasam. Menayel Rabbis is Oifus, or Oilus Oif, for Yayin, that somebody donates wine for the Mizbeach, Valvaina, Vaitzim, that all of them a Nochi could bring. Tamlaim and the Dreyem, the Dvasam, the Chol Nedvasam, to teach us that all these things could be brought by a Nochi. Im Kain, if that's the case, ask the Braisa, Ma Tamlaim Oila, what does the Torah say the word Oila? Oila comes to Prat l'naziris. A Nachri can't bring a carbon naziris because a Nachri can't be a Nazir. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Galili. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Ashikriva Lashem la'ayla, Ein lay ela oil bavad. So now we have this as a machlaikis, if a Nachri could bring only oilus or the kabanas, and all the prices are going to be reflective of that machlaikis tanoim. Ask the Gemara. Is the pasuk coming to teach us? V'hai prat l'naziris ma'asam nafka. Is this the word oila stated in this pasuk, the source that a nachri doesn't bring naziris? Ask the gemara ma'asam nafka. The pasuk says that would neisav amat aleim ish kiyaf lelinda nedel nazir lazir. From here we learn b'nei Yisrael noidrim that b'nei Yisrael could become a nazir. V'enav dechavim noidrim a nachri can't become a nazir. So why are we saying that we learn it from this word oila? Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if we only add the Pasuk La Oila, I mean a carbon udalai laisi. The carbon naziris a Nachri cannot bring. Aval naziris chalalayu, that doesn't prevent them from being a nazir. Kamash Malan, that not only did the carbon nazir not apply to him, but he can't be a nazir, carbon nazir not applied to him, but it can't be a nazir altogether. Ask the Gemara, command Azal Hadatanan, who the following Mishnah in the Shkolim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, ask the Gemara, whose opinion does it reflect? The Mishnah says, Omer of Shemesh Shivet Var Meskinu Bezdin, Bezdin instituted seven rules, Bezech Mehem, that the Aloch is, Oivik Chom Shisholach Elos Medinas Yam, and if Nachri sent a carbon oiler from overseas, why from overseas? So I saw two different pshatim. One pshat is because there were no nachram in those times in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that the halacha that we're going to learn now is only if the nachri is not here. But if nachri was here, it would maybe be different. And he sent along the nusachim that you always have to bring with a carbon. Kraven mishaloi, the nusachim are brought from him. Many rishonim explained that we don't use his wine. We use the money he sent for that purpose. Vimlaf, but if he didn't send the sochem, kreve mishal tzibur, it's the tzibur, the trumas alishka pays for it. Lame Rabbi Yosef Lili. This is following the opinion of Yosef Lili that the nochrim can bring all types of kabanas, not Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva says that they can't bring these things. And so the ma'afil of Teva, Rabbi Kiva, this brice, this mishnah can follow Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva agrees that he brings the carbon oila, and we're learning from him when he brings the carbon oila, he also brings the nesachim along. Asking my man Tana Lahad the Tana Rabbanan, who's the Tana of the following brisa? The pasuk says, "Kol Ezrach Yasa Ezrach Mevi Nesachim Ve'enav T'Kachav Mevi Nesachim." Yochol, we would think Loi Tehei Olasa Tuna Nesachim, that if he brings the carbon oil, there's no Nesachim. Tamaloima Kacha, that you have to have Nesachim. Mani, so asking my Lord of Yosef Lili for Lord of Akiva, this brisa doesn't seem to be consistent, not with the opinion of Yosef Glili, and not with the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Rabbi Yosef Glili, Hama Filu Yayin, Nami, Rabbi Yosef Glili says that a Nachri can donate wine. Rabbi Kiva, Hama Oile In, Midachin Eloi. And the Brisa, he says that he does bring the wine. Answer the Gemara, Ibai Sam Rabbi Yosef Glili, Ibai Sam Rabbi Kiva. We can make this Brisa consistent with either of those opinions. Ibai Sam Rabbi Yosef Glili, and we have to take out the word yayin from the brisa, that wine is not, don't have wine and the brisa, because the nochi can be wine, Rabbi Kiva, oil of a kol chaverta. And we do take from a nochri carbon oil, and not only do we take a carbon oil from the nochri, but we take the nesachim that are always sent along with the carbon oil when we take the carbon oil from the nochri.